Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unfortunately, Brian is off improving the signal. Well, fortunately and unfortunately. Fortunately for the signals, they're being improved. Unfortunately for me, I don't get to have a conversation with my buddy Brian on the air this afternoon. But you can join me and Evan, who's producing on the board, doing a fantastic job, by the way. Appreciate you queuing up that song kind of last minute, but we got it. We're ready to go. But you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And I've got high hopes, Evan, because, you know, we had a Supreme Court hearing last Thursday. The hearing was held between the Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call, trying to oust Frederick Prehn, who I believe I've seen referred to in a number of headlines now as Squatter Fred Prehn, on the Natural Resources Board, which is, I think, is the excellent term to refer to Fred Prehn as. But real quick, just to put a bookend on the Gableman story as well, there's an excellent piece that I would... We can touch on it a little bit maybe here, but before I get into the Fred Prehn story, I'm gonna cover this real quick. And so we've got over at the Wisconsin State Journal, Michael Gableman's numbers on Wisconsin nursing home votes don't add up. And so, Evan, this is the other reason why I don't feel super confident about the Gableman probe not wasting taxpayer dollars by going off to this trip to Utah, because also, in review of the second interim report, like you said, he had put this final report out that we found out that it wasn't really a final report 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago from tomorrow. And so just under 2 weeks ago now, Gableman put out this probe saying that some nursing homes in Dane and Milwaukee counties, as well as the city of Racine and elsewhere around the state, had voter turnout numbers of 100%.
Shocking.
Shocking. And so we had some outlets, including the Wisconsin State Journal, go and try to verify these numbers. And Evan, as it turns out, these numbers are pretty much almost all unverifiable. There were very, very few nursing homes that had 100% turnout rates. And the one that did, Evan, it went 12 for 12. It was a long-term care facility that had 12 residents. And here in Dane County, in the city of Stoughton, I believe, 12 residents in this long-term care facility, and all 12 of them voted by absentee ballot because of the pandemic, and all 12 of them had their votes tallied. So that was the case here in Dane County. The Wisconsin State Journal did find 100% voter turnout. But pretty much elsewhere, you saw individuals trying to go and find where Gableman was pulling his numbers from, and all records indicate that nursing homes in Dane and Milwaukee counties, as well as the city of Racine, had voter turnout anywhere from 37% to, in some cases, with fewer residents, 95 to the one incidence here in Stoughton, 100%. So that's just... he's pulling numbers out of his rear end. They're making up this narrative that there was false or illegal guidance given by the Wisconsin Elections Commission for the state not to send in special voting deputies into nursing homes because of the pandemic. And rather than just accepting the loss and moving on, they've had to contrive all of these stories and do these really gross videos of sitting with elderly people that they contend should not have been able to vote because of the mindset that they are currently in. They couldn't tell you some of the current events or any things of that nature. And for that reason, they said, oh, well, these people shouldn't have voted in there. Yeah, they had an absentee ballot vote that counted. But unless, in the state of Wisconsin, unless a judge rules you unable to vote, you can vote. So if somebody asks you that was, say it wasn't a special voting deputy, say it was one of the nursing home staff that was then instructed through the special voting deputies over Zoom, say that the ballot, the election's coming up, these are absentee ballots, this is how you submit the application. You submit an application for the absentee ballot. Sorry, it's a Monday morning afternoon. Application just wasn't coming to my mind there, but you submit the application, you receive your absentee ballot, you fill it out, you send it back in. And so rather than special voting deputies doing that process, it was nursing home staff. And just because they received the help from somebody other than a special voting deputy, they contend that those ballots are illegal. And that's the narrative they've contrived.
A fine point on this. Like you said, it's like trying to take the keys away from grandma, right? There's no law that makes that an easy process. Just because you believe grandma shouldn't be driving, she can still drive. You know?
Yeah, legally, yeah, she's still, can't go to the if she's got a valid license,
she can't remember my name. She shouldn't be driving. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no, yeah. It doesn't work like that. But we got Bill from Oconomowoc joining us on this Monday afternoon. Bill, what's on your mind today?
I love the topic of Dan Gabelman. He's on my bucket list big time. And what I'd like you to do, if you want, otherwise I'll do it, I've got to find a contact number for Dan Gabelman. And my question is, Dan Gabelman.
This is Michael Gabelman.
Michael Gabelman. If he's representing the taxpayers by doing this investigation, then he has to come forth with all the information and be questioned and let us learn about it, if that's what he's doing. Now, if he's not doing it for the taxpayer, well, then the taxpayers don't have to refund him, correct?
Well, that's what I would contend would be the case there, Bill. But unfortunately, it seems like for the most part, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office is totally fine approving the expenses that get submitted to his office for this review.
Well, you know, he is, but we don't have to let him be. I think the power that 1580 Radio, you're the Shaw, all you guys collectively, if we call there, the guy who really can talk us through 90% of the legal side is Matt Flynn. But on the other side, to publish these numbers, Voss's, Gableman, and keep calling them. Just keep calling them. I've already talked to some of their interns, and some of their interns, surprisingly, you don't get the complete satisfaction, but they're willing to debate it with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill, and we appreciate your call. And yeah, I encourage you to call all your lawmakers when you agree with them, when you disagree with them. In this case, hopefully, you let them hear how you're not a big fan, but give us a call as well. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, just Luke. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.